Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette teen bound over on 6 felony charges after Casper crime spree. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 16-year-old Gillette boy is facing 6 criminal charges after police say he and a group of juveniles went on an overnight crime spree in Casper, stealing cars, firearms, and even attempting a home invasion. According to Cowboy State Daily, Everett Cale Forbes of Gillette appeared in Natrona County Circuit Court this week in shackles and a red jail jumpsuit. He's charged as an adult with conspiracy to commit theft, multiple theft counts, burglary, aggravated burglary, and eluding. According to testimony from Casper Police Detective Tiffany Elhart, Forbes was identified as one of the suspects wearing a blue sweatshirt in surveillance video from the August 16th, 17th spree. The group is tied to vehicle break-ins, stolen guns, and a high-speed chase that topped 100 miles per hour before police arrested Forbes and another Gillette juvenile. Authorities say at least 5 youths from Gillette and Sheridan may be linked to the theft ring, with investigations ongoing in both communities. Forbes remains jailed on a $100,000 bond and faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted of the most serious charge. 3 major wildfires challenge Wyoming crews. Firefighters across Wyoming are still battling 3 major wildfires, with one growing fast while the other nears containment. The Dollar Lake Fire north of Pinedale has scorched more than 13,000 acres of heavy timber and remains 0% contained. Governor Mark Gordon declared a state of emergency as crews defend the Kendall Valley and Red Cliff Bible Camp, both under evacuation orders. According to Cowboy State Daily, southwest in Star Valley, the Willow Creek Fire near Smoot has burned nearly 4,000 acres but is now 12% contained, with firefighters reinforcing homes and campgrounds. And in the Bighorn Basin, the season's largest blaze, the 125,000-acre Red Canyon Fire, is now about 80% contained. Firefighters there are handing back control to local teams as suppression goals are met. Altogether, the 3 fires have already cost more than $20 million to fight, and officials warn residents to stay ready as fire season continues. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.